You know, I've read Watchman Nee before, and he speaks, he has a book called The Ministry of the Word of God. And in this book, he speaks about how revelation comes. He said revelation comes and it dawns in your spirit first. It's not to the head. It's first dawns as light. It comes in the form of light and it dawns in your spirit. And then he says, and if you're able, you have to have a strong grasp of scripture to be able, he calls it, to capture the light. Because the light comes, and if it isn't framed in the scripture or in something that can be, he said, light by nature is very elusive. It comes and then it goes. You'll see something and then it's gone again, and you weren't sure what it was that you actually saw, but you sensed something. But you have to capture the light. He calls it capturing the light, or fixing the light with the Word of God, capturing it. So I had something in my spirit that today, and I did my best to try to capture that. But I can speak prophetically and say that something is getting ready to happen to God's people, and I don't think I'm going to take a doctrinal position on the subject. I'm just going to say this is what I sense the Holy Spirit saying prophetically. I'll think of that scripture that says, John the Baptist, when he was prophesied and he was told of his coming and the words that are written about him, it says, I send my messenger before my face. And he said, and to prepare the way of the Lord. And every valley shall be exalted, every mountain and hill be made low, the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And in the mountains, being the high places, they have to come down. All the pride has to come down in our lives, and also the valleys, which is the broken places, the places of the smoking flax and the bruised reed, and that which has been turned out of the way, or that which has been wounded, or that which has been, maybe in a rejection type of concept. That's going to be made into a mountain, and the crooked will be made straight, the rough places plain. And what I know in my spirit, I know that God is getting ready to visit his people. He's getting ready to visit you. He's getting ready to visit me. And I think of that scripture when it says, behold, I come. Well, he says, it's interesting because it's in the Revelation 22, and he says something to this effect. Him that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that's filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give unto every one of you according as your work shall be. God is getting ready. He's coming to visit his people. And this is something that's not like anything you've ever known before. This is something different. This is something, I think it's prophesied in when he speaks in Malachi, when it says, the Lord whom you seek, I think it's the third chapter, but he says, the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant whom you delight in, behold, he will come. But who will abide the day of his coming? Who will stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire and like a fuller's soap. And he will sit as a refiner of silver and a purifier of gold. I think it's also spoken of in 1 Corinthians 3 when Paul says, I have planted and Apollos watered, but God that giveth the increase. So it is neither he that plants nor he that waters that is anything, but it is God that gives the increase. Now he that plants and he that waters are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his labor. For we are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. You are God's building. According to the grace of God given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another man buildeth thereupon. But let every man take heed how he builds thereupon, for another foundation can no man lay than is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, for it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire will try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. But if any man's work shall be burned, he will suffer loss. Yet he himself will be saved as by fire. There are some right now, God is coming. The Lord speaks, I think it's in Psalm 18 when he says, to the merciful man, thou wilt show thyself merciful. And to the upright man, thou wilt show thyself upright. And to the pure, thou wilt show thyself pure. And to the froward, thou wilt show thyself froward. For God will save the afflicted people, but bring down high looks. The Lord's reward is not the same. And I'm not speaking of the judgment seat of Jesus Christ right now. Not in the sense of the Bema seat or when we make our final appearance alone before Him. I'm speaking of God's visitation to His temple, to His people. There's getting ready to be a sealing take place, a sealing take place. Some right now are going to assist to the proud. God resists them. To this humble, He gives grace to the humble. There's getting ready to be a visitation to His church. This is something I just know in my spirit. I know right now that there's a sealing getting ready to take place. I don't know the significance of it, but I do know that it says in the scripture that if you fall on this rock, you'll be broken. But if the rock falls on you, it will grind you to powder. And there are some, all through the scripture, there's this paradox. You see it in Malachi 4 when he says, Behold, the day cometh, saith the Lord, that shall burn as an oven. And all of the proud and all that do wickedly will be like stubble in that day. And the day that cometh shall burn them up and leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name, will the Son of Righteousness arise upon you with healing in his wings. And you will grow up as calves of the stall. You'll go out and grow up as calves of the stall. That same appearing, that visitation to some is going to burn them up like stubble. And to others, it's going to be a grace, to cause them. God's going to come to them with healing in his wings, and they'll grow up quickly like a calf in the stall. And right now, there's a tremendous separation going on. There's going to be a separation in many realms. There's going to be separation in the world. There's going to be separation in his church. But this is that which it says, the time has come. The judgment must first begin at the house of God. And if it first begin with us, where shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? I've heard Brother Henry told me this same word, and I've shared a different word similar, but the Lord told him that be very careful about your heart right now, because it's getting ready to be, what you have is getting ready to multiply. And we don't want in any way, we want to do what we do before the living God. We want to walk with no guile, with a pure intent and a pure desire toward Him. And to cry out for the light of God to shine in the dark places of our heart, to welcome Him in every closet of our lives, to have nothing, because that which is hidden is going to be revealed. That which is done in secret will be shouted on the housetop, because when the light comes, along with light comes tremendous accountability. You look at the day of Ananias and Sapphira. If that same light and the accountability thereof was in the church today, there'd be dead people everywhere, as far as I speak in general of the church. Yeah, that's a very broad statement today in this nation. But the true church of God is like the scripture that says, nevertheless, the foundation of God stands sure, having this seal, let everyone that names them, that the Lord knows those that are his. And let everyone that names the name of Jesus Christ depart from iniquity. There's the visitation of God, because of the tremendous visitation, the Lord came to his temple in a mighty way in that early church. And the day of Ananias and Sapphira was a day of visitation, when so much glory was upon the saints that if even the people under the shadow of Peter, many were healed just under the shadow of the brother, and the anointing, Stephen did mighty works, Philip did mighty works, the brothers were full of the anointing. But brothers, everything that was with ulterior motive had a severe dealing at that time, because the light was so bright and the visitation was so great that the accountability went way up. And Ananias and Sapphira, with a lie in their heart, you'd think it's a marvelous thing that these people gave most of their money from a house to the work of God. But it's just that little technicality. They said they'd give it all, but it was they kept back some. But they and they could have given half, they could have given a quarter, it wouldn't have mattered. But if they did it with integrity, and they did it not to be seen of man, but they did it because God, out of the motivation of true love, though I give my body to be burned and all of my goods to feed the poor and have not love, it profits nothing. But these people had a great accountability because they were in a brilliant time of visitation on the people of God. Well, we're getting ready for a visitation, brothers and sisters. I just know this by my spirit. I don't know that I can frame it with the scripture all the way. But I know that one thing, I know that God is getting ready to visit us like he's never visited us before, like we have not encountered thus far. And there's getting ready to be a sealing taking place. And that sealing is going to leave some people in a state of, and I know there's, like Henry said, what you have is getting ready to multiply. Be very careful of your heart. And to me, the Lord spoke to my heart. To him that has, to him shall be given more, and he shall have abundance. And he that has not, from him shall be taken, even that which he has. And in one place it says, even that which he seemeth to have. But the bottom line is right now, be very guarded about your hearts. Because when God prepares the way of the Lord, if there's something in his way that's high and lifted up, it's coming down. And if there's something that's low, it's coming up. And if there's something that's crooked, it's going to be straightened out. And if there's something that's rough, it's going to be made plain. Because to prepare the way of the Lord, and we're expecting the visit, we say, oh, come, Lord Jesus. Well, we've talked about the Lord visiting and coming in a people and coming to a people. But when he comes, his reward is with him. And he will give to the meek and to the humble. He will show himself that way. To the merciful, he'll show himself that way. To the froward, he'll show himself froward. To the perverse, he'll show himself perverse. To the crooked, he'll show himself crooked. God is going to deal with us according to our own hearts. And when God speaks about the heart of man being deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, he's not talking about some man. He's talking about the heart of man. That's the unredeemed heart of a man. And to varying degrees, you know, all of us have yielded. You know, he says, keep your heart with all diligence. Above all you're keeping, keep your heart. He that brings forth, he that's received the seed on good ground is he of a wise and understanding heart. Having heard the word of God, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. A good man out of a good treasure of his heart brings forth that which is good. And out of the abundance of the heart, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And the bottom line is our hearts right now. It's a time, brothers and sisters, to prepare ourselves. You know, when the Lord was getting ready to visit the people of God, he says, prepare yourself, for God's going to come down on the mountain. He says, you prepare yourself. Be very careful. And wash your clothes, prepare your hearts. God's going to come and visit. Because when God comes, it's a mixed blessing. It's a wonderful and awesome blessing if you have already fallen on this rock. If you've already judged yourself so that you will not be judged, this visitation is getting ready to equip a people like they've never known, like they've only thought about theologically and dreamed about. Every dream fulfilled in righteousness, put that down in your little book. Every dream of righteousness fulfilled in your life, fulfilled in those who set their hearts to seek the Lord, who have a guileless desire toward the living God, who have been willing to deal with the darkness. And it's not where you're at. It's where you end up at. And it's not where you're at if you're willing to be brutally honest with where you're at right now before God. God can take you from there. But this is not a time for guile. This is not a time for mixture. It's not a time for ulterior motives and desires to seek the honor of men. We don't want any of that in ourselves. We We want to be in a place where we are absolutely welcome. That terrible purging light of God to shine into our darkness, because it's gonna, you're gonna deal with it now, or you're gonna deal with it later, but you're gonna deal with it. And so the bottom line is it behooves us as quickly as possible to embrace the light of God, and with that light comes exposure. He that does evil hates light, neither comes to it, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest as having been wrought in God. And it's only those that are walking in darkness that fear the light of God. But those that are embracing the righteousness of Christ, that desire to fully manifest his nature in their lives, to bear the mighty fruit of God and the gifts of God, and to be a hundredfold type of a believer in God that brings forth abundantly after his own kind. And we can only impart the reality that we're walking in our own experience. We can't give to anybody else a greater light or revelation that we're walking in. You can only impart the laying on of hands is an impartation. The doctrine of the laying on of hands, you impart what you got. That's what you're going to give to everyone else. But right now, brothers and sisters, it's a wonderful and a hopeful thing that the Lord is getting ready to multiply in the heart of those who are true and sincere and honest and willing to deal with the darkness of their own heart. When the multiplication takes place, it will be every dream fulfilled. It will be like it says in Psalm 126, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dreamed. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, our tongues with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for them, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams of the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goes forth weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again rejoicing, bearing his sheaves with him. It's the fulfillment of that word in James 5 when he says, take my brethren, the prophets that have spoken in the name of the Lord, as an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. And behold, we count them happy which endure. We have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, how that the Lord is very pitiful and has tender mercy. That the Lord visited Abraham when he was 99. And the angel of the Lord said, Sarah is going to yet bring forth. This is not the son, this Ishmael. It's the day that Joseph was loosed from the bottom dungeon. To made where it says, and God sent a man, even Joseph, whom they sold as a servant. His feet was hurt and was laid. His feet was, they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried. And then the king sent, loosed him from his prison to make him ruler over his people, to bind his princes at will, and to preach his senators wisdom. It's the fulfillment of the vision. It's the day that Simeon lifted his creator in his arms and said, and now, Lord God, let thy servant depart in peace, for I've seen thy salvation, which you have prepared to all people, a light to light in the Gentiles, a glory to thy people Israel. That was the fulfillment. It was a dream fulfilled. And brothers and sisters, that is how God is getting ready. He's getting ready to equip people for the darkest hour in human history, to be the greatest light that has ever manifested on this earth, as far as a people of God, walking where people have never walked, in higher places, sojourning in a land of promise, living by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. But this is a time, brothers and sisters, God is getting ready to prepare the way of the Lord. And he wants us right now to prepare our hearts for the visitation of God upon our lives, because God is getting ready to multiply to the righteous. The grace of God was great upon them all. It says in the early church, great grace was upon them all. Do you think we need great grace in this hour? We need greater grace than they had. And we're going to have it. God is going to give it to a people, because as feeble and as much as we recognize that this treasure is in a very earthen vessel, it's also still a very rare commodity, because it says, as the days of Noah were, so shall be the days of the coming of the Son of Man. And in those days that before the flood, you know, it says they were eating, drinking, and marrying until the day that Noah entered in the ark and knew not till the flood took them all away. But another thing it says about that day, the thoughts of men's hearts were only evil continually, and it repented God that he'd made man on the earth. It's going to be a small remnant. a small remnant that walk in this place of the glory of God, that are going to manifest the righteousness and the glory of God in this hour. Are you one of them? Have you set your heart? Have you focused your focus? I think of that scripture in that, I think it's Isaiah 64, but he makes this one little statement. He says, there's none that call upon you that have stirred themselves to take hold of thee. Have you stirred yourself, stirred up your spirit to take hold of God? Have you cast off restraint? Have you put your hand, the hand that offends, have you cut it off? Have you severed the eye that offends? That part, that thing that takes you away from that focus of the Lord Jesus Christ, of his eternal kingdom. But brethren, I say this, the visitation that's getting ready to take place, it's not like anything you've ever seen. It's not like anything you've ever heard about. This is a new thing. God is getting ready to equip the people. And it says, the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. He will suddenly come to his temple. But who will abide? The day of his coming. Who will stand when he appears? And brothers and sisters, the sorting out that's going to take place amongst the people of God is going to decide whether they're going to be vessels of honor, vessels of dishonor, vessels that can be entrusted and to every good worker, prepared for every good worker, those that are, you know, maybe just, as it says in a great house, there are vessels not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and of earth, some to honor, some to dishonor. If a man will therefore purge himself from these, he will be a vessel of honor, sanctified, meet for the master's use, prepared to every good work. Prepare your hearts, brothers and sisters. You're getting ready to be visited by the Lord. You're getting ready to be visited like you've never been visited before. And where you're at, make very certain that you have fallen on the rock, that you've already judged yourself so you don't have to be under the judgment, that you've already separated yourself so that you don't have to be separated, that you've already prepared your heart and postured yourself to be a vessel that God can use in this hour, that it's going to stand fearless and bold in the face of adversity, that it's going to be unmoved by what giants are. They look at giants and say, you got your bread for us. Your defense is departed. Let's go at once and possess this land. He's able to bring us into this land. Unmoved by what you see with your eyes. Unmoved by what people are saying, what circumstances are saying, what your emotions are saying, what your carnal mind is saying, what people are saying. But you have learned to live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, and you will be a vessel in this hour that is going to bear the glory of God in the darkest time of human history.